7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
答えなさい。何者なんですか？あなたは。
ポピちゃんです。
ピピちゃんです。
これが深夜テンション。
All right. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee.Hello, once again, Dubious Goals Committee. You know me, I'm that guy you know. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm sitting on the floor, I've got a blanket draped over my legs, and guess who is wedged in here? In the banky. Yes, it's Peppa. Hello. Peppa is sitting right here. But now she's standing up.She's standing up in the kitty business pit, trying to determine whether or not she wants to remain in the kitty business pit to do some more kitty business, or if it's time to do some kitty napping. Are you going to go to the nap zone? Are kitties going to the nap zone? Cat is still sitting here. Hi, what are you doing? Yes, look at your face. You have the fluffiest kitty face in all of Fluffy Kitty Face Town.Are you the mayor of Fluffy Kitty Face Town?
Yes, you're the mayor of Fluffy. Look how fluffy this baby is. Hi. Look at your face. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so apparently the cat's not going to wander off and take a nap. That's cool, too. So I guess that gives me an opportunity to reach over here, grab my conveniently placed teacup, and begin sipping on tea. Oh...Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, the tea is so good today. What are we drinking? Well, we're back on the Da Hong Pao today. I'm starting to get a little low on Da Hong Pao. And when I say a little low, I mean, you know, a few hundred grams.I wonder if I should put in an order soon. I do need to buy some tea. I'm running low on a bunch of different kinds of tea.
I need to go to the tea store, Peppa.
Am I going to do that today? Well, that is something I could do today. Is that going to actually happen today? Who knows? See, the thing you need to know is that it's raining.It's raining today. The rain finally came, and it's actually it's kind of cold, too. It's like 1 degree. So I'm surprised it didn't snow. It's just rainy and wet, and it's cold. It's cold outside, and yesterday it was weird. Yesterday is another one of those days where once the sun went down, it started getting hotter, and my house actually got up to like 22 degrees, and I had to turn the air conditioning on. How ridiculous is that?So yeah, the air conditioner's on overnight, and then it starts raining, and it gets cold. It's now, you know, 1 degree outdoors, and it was, you know, like 11 degrees in my house. That was fine, so I just put on a long sleeve shirt, and then I turned the heat back on.
That's what we did, remember, Peppa?
Yeah, Peppa is back, flopped down in the kitty business pit. She's got her head tucked into the back of my knee, like she does.And she's trying to shred me. You're trying to shred me up with your kitty claws. With your little kitty murder mittens.
Yes, kitty murder mittens.
But fear not, my loyal committee members. For I do have the banky armor draped upon my legs to protect me from any potential cat-related injuries. Oh, good tea today. Mmm. Super good tea today. Oh, I had another really sort of weird night, but not horrible. I remember having some strange nightmare. I'm glad that can't be remembered. What the hell was that about? It was something weird. And then I woke up and I rolled over and went back to sleep. And I managed to actually sleep for some, I did actually go to bed kind of late. Let me think. Let's do the calculations. And this is the part of the show where Tobe does math in his head. All right. So I went to bed at 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. And I was still watching a handball game, but I thought, no, I'm going to pull the covers over my head and try to sleep. And so I'm pretty sure I fell asleep pretty fast after that. And then I woke up and I rolled over and fell immediately back to sleep. And then I woke up at 7:30. I think it was 7:36 or 7:34. And I went, I'm never going to be able to fall back asleep. And then I fell asleep. And then I woke up at about 9:15. And I laid on the floor until about 9:30. I was looking at the weather channel and it was telling me it was raining. And then I got up. And then I ate some pepperoni and waffles, and I also bleached my teapot because it was teapot bleaching day. And then I made tea, and then I came down here and the kitty said, hey, pour me some water. So we went into the kitty room. We did that water pouring routine that we love to do. And then we started doing some committee. Oh, now the cat's getting up. Oh, the cat's wandering off. Good, that means I can sort of shift position here. I had a weird thing. I forgot to tell you. When I woke up that first time, around 5:30-ish, I had a weird leg cramp. And I got scared. And I tried to move, and I tried to roll over. My leg was still cramping up. I'm like, oh, no, not this again. And if you're wondering why I'm so concerned with a leg cramp, you're going to have to go back about 6 months and listen to Dubious Goals Committee when my back was messed up and my whole body below my waist was just one giant cramp. That sucked. But I'm glad that's over. So I was sitting here going, no, I don't want the cramps to come back. And then the cramp went away and I said, ow, that hurt. And I was complaining about it in my mind. And then I fell back asleep. And now my leg, seems like it's okay. It was my left leg. The bad leg, right? So that's why I was so scared. I was in a little bit of a panic. But it seems to be okay now. And why was it so tense last night? This just doesn't make any sense. Why would this happen? I do not know. But yeah, I woke up and my joints were all poppy and weird and everything was strange. And I thought, well, oh yeah, because it's raining. And so, yeah. Here we are. We're all ready to take attendance. So, Quafio, you want to take it from here?
Okay, Brenda.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Funded.
Present. Eftronamic kit. Present. Ghost Bear. Ghost Bear.
Where the hell is Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh. Tardy again.
God damn it. Oh, look out, run! Oh, my humanity!
Oh, Ghost Bear, I guess you're here after all. And, Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Whatever! Oh, poor Ted.
All right, we're gonna start out with something now that was off our very first record. It was our very biggest record. No real, no bigger than this one, I guess. Hold on. with the midnight sun and the hot springs. A hammer of the gods. Drive our ship to a new land. Find a woman, a sing and cry. About how long I am coming. Still with the midnight sun and the hot springs. Oh, such a feel so free. Whisper tales of the dawn. Of how they come, baby, the times
that fun. Yeah. Oh, that was Dred Zeppelin with Immigrant Song. Always fun. Those guys. Easily my favorite reggae-based Led Zeppelin tribute band. Good tea. And let me tell you, Da Hong Pao. Really, I mean, the best tea ever. So delicious and yummy. And I gotta tell you about this weird thing that I've noticed recently. I need your opinion. I need your help with this. Is it just me, or do towels not absorb water anymore? This has been going on for a while. This is something I've noticed some time ago, but last night, a series of events really drove this concept home for me. For you need to understand, I was right over there. I was standing in the cat bathroom last night, and I was pouring water for my cat, like I always do. I gotta stand there and pour the water out of the jug so she can drink it as it's being poured, because that's how water tastes best. And I was pouring the water and not paying attention, because I was trying to listen to something on TV. I don't remember what I was watching exactly, but I was trying to listen, and I wasn't really watching the water. And yeah, the bowl overflowed. And as the water overflowed from the bowl, it then creeped up on some kitty toes, and kitties had to run away. And then I noticed that the bowl was overflowing, And by the time I stopped, I probably poured, I don't know, about 300, 350 milliliters of water onto the floor. So I said, yeah, okay, that's not the dumbest thing I've ever done, but it's close. So Pippa has come back. Hi, look at you. Look at your fluffiness. Yes, I'm talking about you. Remember yesterday when your kitty toes got wet? And she said, yeah, get the hell away from me. Stop pouring water on my kitty toes. And Pippa's wandering into the bathroom right now. So there's a bunch of water all over the floor. What am I going to do about it? Well, I'm going to grab the towels because there's a couple of towels hanging on a towel rack right there in the bathroom. What a surprise. So I grab one of the towels and I throw it down on the floor and I start, you know, sort of pushing it around with my foot when I'm noticing that all that's happening is that water is moving around and my foot's not even getting wet. I thought, that's weird. So I bent over and I put my hand down there and I'm trying to wipe up the water. That's when I notice that no water is being absorbed by this towel. I'm just pushing it, the water around. So I grab the other towel and I throw that down on the floor and wait for it to absorb some water when I notice it's not doing anything. I've got the towel laying on the water. I'm pressing my hand down against the towel and I cannot feel my hand getting wet. There's no water being absorbed through the towel to give me any kind of tactile feedback on my hand. I said, what the hell is going on here? So I'm trying to wipe up water and I'm just pushing water around. Okay, fine, I'm going to get some different towels because I washed a whole bunch of towels like 2 days ago and I never took them out of the dryer. So I opened up the dryer, I take out two more towels. And I keep at it. And no, I still, no water is being absorbed, or very, very little. And occasionally if I sit there and I eventually had to kneel down and I'm on my knees and I'm trying to encircle all the water with these towels and centralize it and get it to absorb, and no. So I grab another towel out of the dryer. Five towels. Five little hand towels. What are they made of? What spectacularly water-resistant fabric are these towels made out of? I don't know, but it must be the same fabric that my black towels are made out of in the black washcloth. I've got this washcloth that does not absorb water. You can literally hold it under a faucet of running water, and you can just watch the water bead off the washcloth. It's the most amazing thing you've ever seen. And is this a new thing? Is this what all the kids on Facebooks and their Twitters that they gotta have Millennium towels tweeting? No water. I'm woke. My towels refuse to be slaves to the white imperial industrial bath time complex. I have woke towels. They don't absorb water. Wait, what? Okay, here we go. Oh yes, once again, it's everyone's favorite time of the Dubious Goals Committee. It's time for the candy report. What kind of candy did I eat last night? Well, it's not much of a mystery because we've got all the wrappers right here, which is a bunch of weird ones that don't make very much noise. So what kind of candy did I eat last night? Well, I started out with a melon poochow. And those are delicious. I love melon flavored candy. It's so yummy. And the melon poochows are pretty damn good. And then after I had that, I went in a different direction. I didn't eat more fruit candy, no. Then I ate two pieces of Bit O' Honey. And then I drank some tea. And then it got really weird because we went with a super specialty, super rare piece of candy. Here it is, the wrapper. What did I have? Oh, I had a Lindt Lindor matcha chocolate bonbon. Oh, it's white chocolate with matcha flavored cream in the middle, and it's super delicious and yummy. And I only own like 7 of these now, and so I don't eat them very often because it's a very, very, very special kind of candy for candy love. Candy love, candy love, candy love, candy love, candy love. And that's the candy report for today. What's the date today? Today's Friday, November, 10th or something? I don't know. I'm just happy that I don't have to listen to any commercials about politicians anymore.
Steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Oh my god, that was just too good. That was obviously the song How Soon Is Dinner by the Nebraska Beef Council. You're welcome. Pippa, are you going to get back in the guinea business pit or not? Pippa has returned. Yeah, did you want to hear some more songs about beef because you're a beefy kitty? So the cat's just sitting here and she's looking at me like she wants to get in the kitty business pit, but she's not getting in the kitty. Okay, now she's walking away. Okay, that's cool too. That's cool too. That just gives me another opportunity to drink some more tea. Oh, look at that delicious Dahong Pao. Oh, being poured into the cup. Everybody likes Dahong Pao. And songs about beef. How soon is beef? Oh, yeah. I entertain the crap out of myself on this show. This tea is good. Oh, it's so yummy. Maybe I'll have some beef for lunch. Oh, I do love to eat beef. And I like to listen to music. And I like to listen to music about food. And I'm starting to wonder, are there any other food-related songs that we could listen to? Oh, I don't know. Are we in the middle of a dubious goals committee meeting? Yes, that is where we are right now. And I don't have to deal with kitty business. Because the cat got out of the kitty business pit. Yeah, and she climbed up behind me. I'm leaning up against my futon. My cat's sitting behind me. Probably thinking that it's time to go to sleep. Probably thinking it's kitty nap time. And I'm kind of wondering the same thing for myself. Is it kitty nap time for Tobe, or do I need to find some food to eat? Is it rice day? Am I going to be eating lots of rice today? I think that's what I'm doing. And what am I going to do after that? Well, I don't know. Try to be productive. It seems like there was something that I was going to do today, but I don't remember exactly what that might be. Oh, I could always go to the store. I could always go buy some tea on a rainy day. There's not much to do on a rainy day like today. I guess I could jump in my car, drive to the tea store. Something else I was going to buy at the tea store, but now I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, now I do remember. I was sort of thinking about making some wontons. Make a big batch of them. Make a big, huge batch of wontons. I mean like hundreds of wontons. Put them in something, freeze them, and then over the winter when I want wontons in my soup or whatever, I can just pop some out of the freezer and throw them into the soup, and it'll be delicious. So I was kind of thinking about making some wontons. What kind of wontons are you thinking about making, Tobe? I'm thinking about making weird Tobe wontons. You know, like five mushroom lap chong type mushrooms. I mean, wontons. So I might have to go to the store, buy a bunch of tea, and buy a bunch of mushrooms, because they always got the greatest mushrooms at the tea store. They've got big chunks of enoki and big fat king boletes and all the great stuff. So what I'm thinking about doing is I'll get some lapchung and some mushrooms, and I'll dice them all up. And maybe I'll candy the lapchung. That's another idea that I had. What if you diced up some lapchung and then you candied it? That might be interesting, right? So then you take all that stuff and you shove it into some wonton wrappers. You pinch them all up. You parboil them. And then you throw them in a big old freezer bag. And then you put them in the freezer, and you save them for the next episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day, people, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I drink tea.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.